Parshas Baloischa, at the end of the parsha, you have inyan of Nevuah, and specifically Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. And the chilukim between Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuah's Shaar Nevi'im. Logically, the parsha of Nevuah itself is Nizgala in Shoftim. That's where the pasuk goes through how to pick a Navi, that there will be Nevi'im, v'chulu v'chulu. The Rambam, the Marshal, when he speaks about Nevuah, the Rambam speaks even clearly about the parsha of Nevuah, what the test for Navi is, and so on and so forth. And then he brings Nevuah's Moshe as being different. And it's logical. You know, first you give the general case, and then you say that there's a special darg of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah reverses the order, and here we have a whole drush about Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu specifically, and it says that he's different than other Nevi'im, and you know, Pe'al Dababa, and so on and so forth, which is where they learn up the chilik between Nevuah's Moshe and other Nevi'im. Who does some sort of problem to say that verb? I mean, the truth is Ma'aseh Shehoyah Kachoyah, it was Nizgala first, but not always. I mean, the Torah could have just said it afterwards. The fact that the Torah is Megala Nevuah's Moshe before the Nevi'im, it's mashma kilu that there's a reason for it to be here in the parasha. It's a separate parasha, and the whole, because the ishtalshus advarim with Aaron and Miriam, with other Nevi'im being mistaber mikoychay, all of those in Yanim are a separate parasha. It's not just a difference in it's better than other Nevi'im. He's not just the best of the Nevi'im, but it's a whole separate maimed of a Navi. It's a whole separate inyan than other Nevuahs, and that's what Nakudu would want to talk about. Another Nakuda over here, let's, in the Pasuk, it says, Loikein Avdi Moshe Chobesi Nemonhu, Pe'el Pe'a Dababoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll speak to him Pe'el Pe'. The Loshen Pe'el Pe'a Shver, the Archaim HaKadosh is Mo'er. L'chur, when you want to say that somebody is listening very carefully, the Loshen of Gemara is, Koif Oznecha Ka'afar Cheses, Shema Divrei Chachamim. Put your ear close over here and listen very carefully to what Chacham is saying. If you want to say ideal communication is not when two people are talking to each other simultaneously. That's not ideal communication. Ideal communication is when I'm listening. So, mipel oizen is a much better phrase. Like, mamash like Loshon Chazal, koif oznecha kafar cheses u'shma divrei chachamim. Listen very carefully. So, just say pel oizen adabri. It's a ha'ara that it's a ha'ara that the Archaim HaKadosh is mayor on it, and so on. The right in the pasuk, it says pe'al pe'adaboy umara v'loy v'chidois. I speak to him b'mara v'loy v'chidois. That means I am. It's clear without mishalim. The word Marshal in Lashon Kodesh has two synonyms, has a pair of synonyms, which both say by Nevuah. Here it says Chida, Divrei Chachamim v'chidoisam. By Nevuah's Bilam, it says Vayisas Mesholoi, Vayayma. So there's Marshal and there's Chida. What's the difference between Marshal and Chida? Here it doesn't say the word Marshal, even though Nevuah, Marshal would have been more naturally applicable. In the Torah we have one place where it says the Musig of Mesholim, it says it by Bilam, by Nevuah. Vayisas Mesholoi, Vayan, Vayisas Mesholoi, Vayema. Those are, Moshel fits it better. The word Chida, as opposed to Moshel, needs a Havana. Also, Tumunas Hashem Yabit, it says he sees Tumunas Hashem. So Rashi, Bavarans, obviously, that it's what's the pshat of Tumunas Hashem Yabit? So he says it's the Mara Chorayim. L'chura, if it says that he hears very clearly what is being said, then it says, if you're listening very carefully, he doesn't see anything. All of Nevuah is full of Mishalim. If you take a look in the Nevi'im Achreinim, and it says Zechariah because he was from the last Nevi'im, it's full of images. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu is not is all sorts of imagery. So it should have said that he doesn't see any tumunis pale pale dababai. I tell him clearly what I want. So Tumunis Miyabit Rashi answers we're talking about a chayrayim, not panav kaviyachol. Fine, but why is it a maila? L'chura, I mean, there was no tumuna. It was all pure words. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. V'adav Hashem Moshe Leimor, Tzavas Me Yisrael, and so on. Where's the inyan of Tumunas Hashem Yabit? One more nekuda. Obviously, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to this maila. And in Nevuah, there is a particular nekuda that a person is not, that a person should not think that he can automatically be zeichet to Madreg of Nevuah. But it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says very clearly that in the darga of Nevuah, that Nevuah is a darga where a person can only do ishtablus. Whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Nevuah or not, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's past human ishtablus. All other Madregas, Yerei Shemayim, a person can be. Hakol Deshan Chosim Yerei Shemayim. A person can be a tzaddik. Even Ruach HaKadosh, the Mashmos in the Rambam, is up to a person to attain on his own. And Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes can give Sata Shemaya, sometimes not. But the Madrega is attainable once you reach a certain point, you have Ruach HaKodesh. Nevuah, the Rambam says sometimes yes, sometimes not. But there is a parasha of Nevuah's Moshe, and the Pasuk says, Vich Moshe Onav Me'oid, that's one mile. It doesn't say clearly that it's a reason for him to, it's a reason for him to say it. That's why he's different. It's just a reason not to suspect him. But what is the nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu that's unique? The pasuk seems to lute anivus. Everything else, we don't have any clear mahalach as to why he was zeichet to what other nevim weren't zeichet to. So we're going to have to, what we have to do is try to understand the parasha Nevuah. Before, let's just try to be marked in one hakdama. The pashut understanding, the shallow understanding of this inyan is Nevuah is a chetimtza for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell people the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to tell people what to do, or what's going to happen, or what Averis they're doing. He needs a shliach. The shlichim are all hard of hearing. The Nevi'im don't have such good aspaklash any mirror. They've got not good lenses, and they don't hear well. So b'meila, they hear a garbled message, and that's what they give over. I mean, that's the very, very prosta way of looking at it and understanding it. But it's not true. The Rambam says Nevuah has nothing to do... sometimes a Nevuah is given for the klal. Sometimes it's given for your personal havan and tfisa. Nevuah is a darga in tfisa's Hashem and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, sometimes it becomes a klal inyan. But that's not the ikon akud of Nevuah. So try to understand what is the ikon akud of Nevuah in the metzias of the world. What's the point of it, and what's its mahalach? Let's take. I first want to look at. There's a shtickel zoya here. It's quite famous. The Rechaim brings it in his akdama, and it's a little bit. I'm gonna try. I'll be makatzit, but it's a very very sadistic one. It comes into this parasha for seemingly no reason. The Rav Tzadik Kedarka B'Kodesh, that the location of every chazal tells me about its teichin, Rav Tzadik merks on that there's, how come this, it comes in here for no reason, it could have been said something else. Reb Shimon says, Vay lahay bar nash de'oma, de'ho ha'raisa osol is chazoin sipurim ba'almo, that the Torah is coming to tell us stories, umilan dead yoyte. In other words, all the inyanim of Torah that are not clear divrei Torah, that are not vayikra, all of Breishas and Shmois, the Tav's not stories. Di hachi, afilu bezimnen do oni yicholin lemeva deraisa. We would be able to make a Torah even bezman azeh, bemilin det yoyte, taking secular, mundane words, ubishavcha yose mikula, and better than all the other stories. He says, even if you tell me that's teaching me things about the world, then we have literature works that are much better than that. Elo, kol mili deraisa mili iloin inon virozni iloin. Divrei Torah are words of lamala. Tochazi, alma Alma love alma tator bechad maskele iskelu. The world above and the world on down here are in one scale. Yisrael l'tata, malachim lo leila. Yisrael l'mata, malachim l'maila. Malachim lo yiksivbu oisem malachav ruchis. Malachim are be'etzim ruchis. They're not physical. B'shaito de nachsin l'sata, when they come down here, mislapshi b'levush rei alma, they become mislabish with the levush of this world. V'lav mislapshi b'levusha kegabna rei alma, if they wouldn't get dressed with that levush, lo yochlin l'meikam b'hai alma, they could not exist here. For le sovelon alma, the world would not be able to accept it. Ve'ibe malochi kach, if it's true of malochim, oireise de bora lehu, bora alma kulu, ve'kaime begina. Torah, which is the yisoid of bria, in other words, it's much higher than malochim. Al achas kama ve'kama, kiven enochsai alma, if it goes into this world, ilav de mislapsha behani levushin dai alma, if it wouldn't get dressed with the levush in this world, lo yochol alma lemispal, the world could not tolerate it. Valdo hai sipo deiraisa, that's why this sipo of the Torah, the stories of the Torah, levusha deiraisa ihu, it's clothing to the Torah. Man dechoshev da levusha iyo iraisa mamish, those who understand, who think that the levush is Torah, v'loy mila achra tipach ruche. Begin kach Omar David Gal Enei Vabita Flois Mitar Secha. I made choice the Levusha Raisa, what's under the Levusha the Torah. And it's Meirich on this. I'm not going to be Meirich on it. On this Inyan, and it's Beetzim a Akdoma for the Inyan Medazay himself, the Inyan of Satan Torah. But I want to understand it here in this context. Nevuah is the chelek of the bria. No, there's a Torah was given to us through nevuah. At Maimed HaSinai, we all had a din of nevi'im. Nevuah is the process where things come down from a higher world to our world. That is the process of nevuah. That transition, so we all had at Har Sinai, Torah was given to us, we had a din of Nevi'im, we saw the Rambam on Nevuah, that's a different dialogue as Nevi'im, but the Cholei and Klaisel had a din Novi at that time, they heard Hashem speaking, that's Nevuah. There's a Havamina that a Novi could bring new Torah other times, and on that the Gemara says, Ein Novi Yoshoi L'chadish Dova, meaning a Navi is someone that could be Mechadish. There's no Havamina that a Chacham can't be Mechadish things. It's not Maltesif. If a person comes around and says, I've got a great idea for a new mitzvah, this mitzvah would be a fantastic mitzvah. He's not even a love of Maltesif. He doesn't get Misa, and he doesn't fall under the parasha of Ein HaNavi Yoshoi L'Chadish Dava. It's also to stick on new mitzvahs. A Navi should have, by logic, been able to be mechadish things. A Navi can't be mechadish things because it's a din that only Moshe Rabbeinu brought Torah, and like the Rambam says, it says Leib HaShemayim, nothing was left over to give further. It's not the pshat that a Navi can't be mechadish divrei Torah, the Rambam implies, but rather there is no Torah left to be mechadish. From Bereishis to Leinu Kol Yisrael, you have Kol HaTorah Kulo within that sefer. That is the mahalach of Navi. So a Navi is someone whose mahalach is to bring down from El Yonim into this world in Yonim. And B'meila, those in Yonim, that is Nevuah. It's by right, there could have been Divrei Torah, new Divrei Torah, except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, that Leibishmaim, he left nothing over, and everything is given to us. So B'meil, there is no new Divrei Torah. All of it is already here. But Mitzad, the Darg of a Navi, Mitzad, the Mechus of a Navi, giving new Torah would have been his Chelek. The Oimek, let's think a second about what the Zoya says. The Zoya says that there is no kiyum. A malach, if he comes in this world without levushim, is useless. It's like if I tell you there are 10 million malachim here around the table, they're all highly invisible, and you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't hear it, you can't do anything. So they have no kiyum. So be'etzim, what I'm saying is they don't exist. I mean, what's the difference? There could be 100 million malachim. As long as they don't take up space, and you can't feel them, you can't hear them, you can't see them. So be'etzim is saying they don't exist. What's the? There is no. There's no lam d'shashayel. They exist, but we have no shayches, or they don't exist. Either way, they don't exist. In other words, inyonim el yonim in this world don't have a metzias. So just to dump inyonim el yonim, it has no metzias. That is the problem of dvarim el yonim come to this world. So that's what the Zohar Kodesh says, they need a levush. They need a certain, just like if you take somebody who's invisible, let's say, and you put them on a suit and a shirt and a pair of pants, so he'd be visible at least, you know where he is. You see where he's walking, you see where he's going, because so by giving it a levush, the malach gets a metzius in this world. And that's the only shaykhus fel yoinim in this world is through a levush. Same thing with an Adam. A Nishmas Adam is completely not shaykh to this world. The pnimius of a person, the Shem, is not shaykh. It's not of this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malbish on it, a nefesh and a guf and so on, so that it has a mitzvah in this world. In Oymek Avram, let's take this nekudet and let's take it a little. Let's be taifas it. A malach, we understand. The marshal is quite simple. A malach has to come. The malach has to tell me something. If he wouldn't put a voice on, I couldn't hear him. If he wouldn't put on some sort of goof, I couldn't see him. So the malach dresses up in order to communicate with me. That marshal is easier to understand. But what does it mean? The inyanim of the Torah wouldn't have a metzias in this world. A neshama. Let's take the neshama. A neshama comes to this world to do, to absorb. The neshama is in this world is having an aliyah. If the neshama wouldn't feel through its nefesh, if it wouldn't be happy when he has a child, and he wouldn't be sad when he's an oval, and it wouldn't feel kirva and chibur and pirud and atzvus. If it wouldn't be able to take it, then it has nothing from this world. So the levush to the nefesh is also the other way around. The nishmas, the neshama is avol yoinim completely. There's a chibur to the guf, that the input of inyanim of this world have a certain input into the person. But let's take this as an example. If a person... The inyanim of this world, for instance, if I take a toy away from a child, and lasid lovay, they come and they come with a taina to me, hayitochem, you know, the had you take the toy away from the child, had you rob him of a toy, so I'll say, listen, I mean, when the oilam emes, what are toys? I mean, toys are narishkeiten. I'll become very frum and I'll tell him shtusiv avolam, a few dollars, big deal. The teretz is the tsar is real, the emes is real, the gneva is real, the gzela is real. So that means that within the toy and the tsar of the child, there's an akud of emes that's mechubah to it. So you have here an extraordinary mizug of the levush, an extraordinary mahalach of levush to of guf to nefesh and levush to etzem. The levush becomes the hechetimtza and the chibur to the thing be'etzim, so that it has a mahalach in this world, so that it is of this world, and the tochen is completely not in this world, and yet it becomes of this world. So let's take one more example in chachma, a person in mathematics, 3 + 3 = 6 has nothing to do with apples, but if I try to teach it to a child, it's totally meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. I'm malbish the 3 and 3 in apples, and now it becomes part of this child's metzias. He has a few apples, he had a few more apples, he has a lot more apples. The That means the child, when he's looking at the apples, has the, he's grabbing onto the lavush, but from the lavush, we're anticipating that he gets to the teichen of it. That is that's such a mahalach of going from one in makom, from al yonim to tachtonim, and that's exactly what the Zohar says, that al yonim and tachtonim are shackled to each other, that one goes to the other. That is what the Zohar Kodesh means. So a nevuah is somebody that takes the daraga of Elyonim and brings it down to Tachtonim. The difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im, let's be misbeinin in Torah itself what the Nafkiminis are. A Navi, it says, first let's understand Navi himself. A Navi himself, it says, when he gets Nevuah, the Goyen maps out four types of experiences, and he says someone who dreams, someone who has nevuah, and someone who has nevuah is Moshe Rabbeinu. The lower dog is not important. When somebody dreams, he says, that person is not aware that it's a dream until he doesn't wake up. So that means when he's dreaming, it's completely real. When he wakes up, vatipoyem ruchoi, vatispoyem, he gets very strange at the strangest dream, and he wants to know what it's about and needs a pisrit. A nevuah of a Navi, the Goyen says, first of all, the Rambam says, you see the pisrin concurrently with the Navi, with the nevuah, and secondly, the person is aware that it's a chalom. The pshat is, chalom itself is a much lower dag than a nevuah. It's echad mishishim. Cholam itself means your tfisa is that the reality is the metzias. The metzias is a reality. I saw a person doing this, a person going here, a person is winning the war, losing the war, being killed, and so on and so forth. That is a cholam. So the person's tfisa in the cholam is reality because it deals with real things. When he wakes up and vayav ini chalayim, he realizes it wasn't reality. He starts wondering and trying to understand, could there be a meaning behind the reality as he sees it? Masha'en kein a Navi is teifis the two together. That's the metzias of Nevuah. Nevuah is teifis the reality together with the metzias at Hainuhach. That is the tefisa of Nevuah. It comes together. So the tefisa of nevuah is a tefisa of the herring, the mushel, together with the nimshel. Because a navi is a chibur, a cholam is the other way around. I live in this world, and the things that affect me, and the things that I live with, and the things that I'm struggling with, are this world things. There's parnasa, there's a shidach, there's tzagil bonim, v'chulu, all the inyanim of this world. I ask myself, what's behind it? Is there something behind this? That's the tefisa of tachtoinim. The tefisa of alyoinim is whatever the nyan of alyoinim are. A navi deheres the mashal and the pisrin together. That's the her of a navi. Let's understand. Okay, that is nevuah is also called the place on a Navi, the place on, you know, there are different yanim that are different hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the rumors, the different parts of a person. You have the hands, you have the head, and so on. Nevuah is nimshal, comes from a place that's nimshal keneged, the feet of a person, thighs. In other words, all it is the hechatimts of bringing something from one place to another. If a doctor works with his hands, but to get from point A to point B, he needs to walk. In other words, nevuah is the hechatimtza of bringing Dvar Hashem from Elyonim to Achtonim. That's all nevuah is. And b'meila, the feet have to start in one place and then another place. That's mashal and nimshal. That's going from one nekuda to another nekuda. Let's see two issues with it. We asked what's the difference between chida and mashal. The difference in chida and mashal is a mashal is something where the two inyanim are so close together that one leads into the other. If I tell a person a mashal is a parable, it's an illustration. If I tell a person a mashal with a king and so on and so forth, Nasan Navi, he came to David and said a mashal with somebody had two sheep, somebody had one sheep and someone else was very wealthy and stole it from him. Ata Isha Zeh. In other words, the mashal and nimshal flow together very, very quickly. A chida is something that the mashal seems to be almost, it puzzles. The word chida is translated as a riddle, like the mashal, the famous chida of Shimshon. We said, me'az yotze masik. It's where there's a stira between the content to the nimshal. Adrabah, the mashal points out how disconnected it is. He asked them, me'az yotze masik. How could something bad, tough, produce something very sweet? And they told him with the nimshal was the lion and the honey. The pshat is, he was pointing out that there is something in the world that's being says to the world. There's az and masik don't connect in this world, and yet there's a place where ma'az yotze masik. Rave of the mishalim of Nevi'im are beger chida. Strange, extraordinary, exotic things that don't seem to exist. It's unusual things, and b'meila, it points to me the contradiction between what's an alyonim tachtonim. It's a hard time. I point out a riddle, a problem, then I'm pointing out at something that seems to baffle me because it's different. L'mashal, the Goyen says in Mishlei that the Goyen, or I think it's a Nachum Mendel Shklov, that the pshat in the chida is mashal is divrei teira that are benigla, the regular divrei teira. Chida is the hester part, the kabbalah pnimius, because it baffles you. In other words, when you see an agadata that's strange, the reason why it's strange is because the inyan, the teichen of it, is so removed from us that when it comes down in a levush, it's a puzzling levush. Things that have a teichen that's close to us, that is something that is lemashal. It says kolakoyes kilo oiv avodah zarah. It's a mashal, but it's we know that avodah zarah is a very bad thing, and we know kas is a very bad thing. We can try to identify the elements of in avodah zarah that are bad, and parallel elements in kas. It's a mashal. When you have a chida, we have an extraordinary chazal that Ipshad is in its slavush form, it's baffling. Because the teichen itself doesn't easily lend itself to be understood, it's baffling. And that's why it's a chida. In all of the mishalim, in what is the teichen of all the nevuas and all the giluim v'akadosh baruch hu? So the teichen is let's give a mashal of it. Let's say there's a person that I hire to consult, and I want to ask him to explain to me how to run my business better. So there, the person gives all sorts of examples, and the examples are meant to give me a klal, an idea. The person says it's important to have, and he throws a term at me. I don't know what the term means. So he gives me three mishalim of how this term applies in marketing, and I have pretty much what he means, and that's it. So that is the mashal and the nimshal of a person that is a business consultant. Let's say I meet somebody whom I'm trying to get, I like this person, I want to like this person, I want to get acquainted with this person, I want to know the person. So I talk with the person, and from the talking of the person, I don't only learn, so we discuss an issue. I don't finish and say, well, it's very good, the person explained the issue very well. That's not the tachlis, that's not the teichin, that's also levush. The teichin is the person himself. I'm trying to dehair the person, I'm trying to get to know his das, his neshama, his nefesh, and b'meila, knowing it is a chibur. So the what I'm trying to do is not to just dehair the lecture the person is giving, which was fine for the first case. I'm trying to dehair the person himself. Like the Mlitzer was used, Ha'adam b'shavua. We're trying to dehair the Adam inside it. Not the nefesh that's speaking, not the words themselves. That is the ultimate side of the Bria. The ultimate side of the Bria is that anoichi, ano nafshi kasvis yahavis. HaKadosh Baruch put himself into the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's, all Nevi'im struggled with different layers of levush, and that's why the chiddus. Moshe Rabbeinu's darge was utmunas Hashem yabit, means he deheard HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single word of Torah. This ultimate stira is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the teichin. The ultimate teichin of all the Sipurim is kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmoi, and everybody else heard the burim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was tumunas Hashem yabit. He deheard HaKadosh Baruch Hu within every dibur. That's the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a whole different darga. It's not just a clearer version of nevuah. It divides nevuah between understanding should you go out for milchama or not. So a navi would get a picture and he would have to determine does it mean they should go for milchama or not, and he would get the pisrei. So for him the masha nimshel was the milchama and the pisrei. For Moshe Rabbeinu, the milchama itself was also a muscle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the teichin of every single nevuah was tmunas Hashem yavi. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, the Goyen's Talmud says here a yesoid mutzak. What is the darga? What made Moshe Rabbeinu more open for nevuah than everyone else? So he says that the closer a person was at Har Sinai to hearing the Dvar Hashem Mipiv, that's the darga of nevuah. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was dafka he was the one on Har Sinai that stood with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel himself and heard. So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava says the Torah itself, being that it's a levush, the amount that you heard in Torah mitzad and nesina, that determines your darga nevuah, and the different dagas in Klal Yisrael is closer further. All of Klal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu daba ata, they were standing far away and they didn't want to hear it mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they heard it already with a distance. I like to add on the kud and the flaw, there is one dibur that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which is a noichi layiyah. That dibur we take it the hair is dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Emunah is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every other mitzvah, we have the mitzvah itself. The shell of the levush is the mitzvah. Emunah, it's not because of the, it's the nature of Emunah that we deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah is like that because we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the mitzvah that we deheard HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mitzvah itself. So on a noichi layiyah, that's what they heard. In other mitzvahs, we had the mitzvah. We know tzitzis is a mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and tzitzis is meramis to tcheles, and tcheles is meramis to yamis to shemayim to yisakovit, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's already three layers of levushim for us. In Anoich and Liyah, because we heard it mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmoi, we deheard HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was that darga, and that's why it's not bechidus, but tmunas Hashem yabit. Let's put it together and understand it. Lechura, we're talking here about dargas of nevuah. it's the Yesod in Yesod HaTorah. It's the Yesod in a lot of ways, and we're saying it's a Darga in Nevuah. We're understanding it in Torah. That Torah is Levushim, and there's a Teichel and so on, and the difference in every Nevi'im, there was some stira between the two, and Bemela the Nevuah was rough in a certain spot. The Chibur wasn't glat. Masha'in Kein Moshe Rabbeinu's Chibur, Moshe Rabbeinu, they had the Nimshal all the way through, and we said ultimately the Nimshal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Nimshal. And Bemela, the person that had Moshe Rabbeinu had it that way. Bringing it down all the way down to us, we're obviously not Shaykh to Nevuah, and that's not the Indian that we're dealing with, but we are Shaykh to Torah. In when a person, and it's very hard to understand, the struggle between the Mushal and the Nimshal is a very difficult struggle. And it's a struggle that in a lot of ways had a lot of tension in Klai Yisrael. The Gdolei Litte emphasized that Torah de-emphasized Dveikus and pushed very much to understand that Lishmoa is not to do with Dveikus, Nefesh HaChayim, and so on. Gdolei Chassidus were opposite. It's not a stira. If a person doesn't inherit in the Levush, if a person learns the Mishnah Baba Kama, and he says, it's all about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he has nothing. There is no nevuah that doesn't come with a mashal, and without seeing matarayah ben odah matarayah, if I don't see anything, then I didn't hear anything. So all of Torah, there is no malach sitting there if he has no levush. If I don't know clear, if I didn't break my head and know clearly what the person is, what's called a mazik, and at what point is he chayev, and what point is it a grumma, and at what point is it not a grumma, how far is a person chayev for his maisim, what's the chiyuv to pay l'shem, to be yotzei the shemayim, and what's the chiyuv of the adam, and what's my maisim, what's his maisim. Without that levush, there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to this world without levushim. It doesn't appear, his dibur doesn't appear to this world without levushim. So the person has to break his head on it. But as the person breaks his head on it, when the person is finished, and the person, the hair is one facet of HaKadosh, of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he then has to say to himself, wow, here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all a levush for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Hashem Oyev Mishpat, and B'meila, the this is Mishpat. I've touched on an akuda of Ani Hashem Oyev Mishpat. And it's a tremendous tension between using Seichel, pure Sichliistik and Amelus without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the herring, the Sachakel, now that I have the levush, the teichn of it is kulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate in Torah. And when it's the because seichel is so close to a person's self, that's why it says it was pel peh and not pel oizen. When I'm listening to somebody, then, and I want to hear what he has to say. Like the marshal we gave, I want to hear this lecture, what he's saying about business techniques. So I put my ear very carefully to listen to what he's saying, and I hear his mishalim, and I hear exactly how it happens, so on and so forth. That's pel oizen. Pel peh, we've said over many times from in Shashir and Rashi, the tzura of chibur of pnimius is pel peh. Nishika is a form of chibur. It's be'etzem a form vayishak Yaakov Rachel. It's a tzura of chibur. Pel peh is a tzura of chibur. I'm not listening to the lecture. It says fasayim yishak. There's a melitza fasayim yishak that it's like for saying something so profound. I would love to kiss you. I want to. Those are lips that should be kissed. In other words, there's a neshama there. When a person tells me facts and information and theory, that's great. That's not Sfasayim Yishak. But when I deher when the person comes out, that's for Sai Mishuk. Pel Pel Daber. Moshe Rabbeinu's dagger was, Torah became for him a conduit to the ultimate Teichin of the things. And that's Tmunas Hashem Yabit. It's not a chida. There was no stira. Chida is because the Hashem comes across in this world, stiradik. Akadosh Baruch Hu comes in. There was no stira. Tumunas Hashem Yabit means that inside every single Dvar Hashem, he saw Akadosh Baruch Hu standing there. It's a davar nispal. The Rambam, in as much as the Rambam is meshabeach sichlius and always madgish, this is a nekuda neflah, and this is the seichel, and this is the svara, and mechulu vechulu. The Rambam, every so often, Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu, Diva Kadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes from at the beginning of every maimer, and it's not a stira. In as much as the Rambam's Amol and Yegiyah and Torah was to the Her Torah itself, and to use Seichel Ada Seif, he deherred, the Seif was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He deherred the Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the melitzas that Rambam is so ruggled by. Because that, ultimately, if you deherr it to the Seif, that's what you deherr. There's, the Velt says over, I don't know, it's one of the things that Shugger as being emes. The Kotzke was somebody whose amelus was on pure emes. The Kotzke Vert are very short and sharp because, again, the feeling was the more levushim you put on something, the less it's emes. Every fluff, every levush, every Tosefes Dvarim is already a layer of sheker. You're not dealing with the thing itself. You're dealing with an exaggeration. You're dealing with an embellishment. You're dealing with be'erech. So the whole Metzias, the Kotzke, was the giant of emes in the last Dairis. And everything was focused on sharpening a person's Metzias, so that's pure emes. And his Divrei Torah were like that. Very short, very sharp, because the emes is an akuda. It's not layered up with fluff and so on and so forth. The words that he said when he was Nifta, his last words as Nifta, was Peel Peel Daber Loi B'mara V'chides Tumunas Hashem Yabit. For a person whose whole Metzias is to take away Sheker, to take away the Chitzonius and to get to the Teichen, to the Nekuda, to peel off layers of Levushim and to get to the Teichen. So all of in this world is a world of Levushim. That's no matter how far we go, it's you know, the most you can see is achirayim. The most you can see is achirav. You can't see you can't get to the point mamish in this world. So the whole metzias in this world is a metzias of sheker to some nekuda. The moment of transition to a world that's kuli emes, the kotzke they had as pel al pe adaber tumunas Hashem yabit. That it's kol kuloi the herring HaKadosh Baruch Hu within it. We're not shaykh to Nevuah, we're not shaykh, I mean, we're talking about dargis from giants and in every sense of the word. But what is shaykh for us is to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in this world melubish and taira. On the one hand, it means without the levush, there's no road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kotzke himself used to say that anyone who thinks that there's a way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu besides Amelus and Torah is going to the deepest Gehenna, such a lashon he used. Nukva. There is no way without working and breaking it and understanding it. But when the person broke his head, when the person finally understood it, when the person that heard it, what separates Emes from Sheker is, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting at the end of the line or not? Did he hear the Nekuda of Tumunas Hashem there or not? In every maimer, the very end of every maimer, the very end of every Yom Torah is there's a Tumunas Hashem Yabit inside. Shabbos.